In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is baptized.
In the river Jordan.
And greetings, brothers and sisters, on this holy feast of Theophany. And at the recent nativity of Christ, Christ's birth, we mystically participate in the birth of Christ within the manger of our hearts each year. And of course, at the feast of Pascha, we're renewed by the joy of the resurrection of Christ. And today we follow Christ in his baptism in the Jordan with St. John the Baptist, and we are witnesses of the revealing of the Holy Trinity to the world. Each of us has received the life-giving sacrament of Holy Baptism, whether as infants or children or even as adults, and at that time our sins were washed away and we were illumined, clothed with the robe of righteousness. So when the person comes up out of the baptismal waters, then after they change into dry clothes, then we put on the white robe of light and we say the prayer, because they're putting on Christ, like St. Paul says. And yet, weak and sinful as we are, living in the midst of this fallen world, we've fallen short of the glory of God and have soiled our baptismal garment that we were clothed in through our sins. But by God's grace, through the Holy Spirit, which flows through the Holy Church like a powerful river, we have this opportunity each year to wash in the waters of baptism and to be renewed in the grace of the Holy Spirit in this Feast of Theophany. And last night everybody got pretty washed by the sprinkling of the holy water as we had blessed it. And last night in the great blessing of the waters, we received the gift of holy water as we do each year that is a blessing for us throughout the whole year, for it helps to sanctify us and cleanses our souls by partaking of it, and also by blessing our homes, and it drives away all evil from us, because Satan and his demons are burned and driven away by the grace of this holy water. It's easy sometimes to kind of lose sight of the Lord and his heavenly kingdom, because we all have a lot of responsibilities in the world. You know, we have jobs and families and schools and paying bills and endless drudgery of laundry and house cleaning and all these kinds of things. But on this day, let us be joyful, for Christ has taken on our burdens and drowned the old man of sin in the waters for our sake, so that we can come out straightway and behold the Holy Trinity, our great God in three persons, who has united our fallen race of mankind with himself. And let us truly celebrate the unfathomable mystery of the Theophany of Christ and worship the Holy Trinity. As St. Basil the Great says, the Lord, who directs our lives, instituted for us the vow of baptism that has within itself the image of death and life. Water is an image of death, of taking the body for burial, and the Spirit inspires us with life-giving power that renews the life of our souls, taking it from the death of sin to primal life. So in the icon of the Theophany, if you look on here at the very top, you see, in many of them, you'll see God's saying, "Behold, my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." And then you see the Son of God in the waters, in the person of Jesus Christ. And then you see the Holy Spirit descending upon him in the form of a dove. So you have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit revealed before the world for the first time. And this is a great mystery. St. Patrick of Ireland, when he tried to preach this mystery of the Trinity to people, was trying to find some way to express, you know, how you could have three persons in one being. And so he looked down and saw these shamrock, you know, clover leaves, and held it up and said, "Look, it has three leaves, but it's one shamrock." One time, one of the heretics who was trying to silence one of the bishops who was trying to preach about the Holy Trinity, went up and put his hand over his mouth, and the bishop just held up three fingers, and then he closed them together in one. And the people got the point anyway, even though the guy tried to stop him. Some people in other religions throughout the world think that Christians are polytheists, that we worship a three-headed God, or we worship many different gods because we have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But we know that our God is a great God, and that he is three persons in one God, and this is what he has revealed to us. St. Basil the Great also said at one point that if he had nothing to do but contemplate the mystery of the Holy Trinity for his entire life, he would never fathom the fullness of that mystery. So if we don't fully understand it, you're in good company, because St. Basil the Great was one of the great saints of the church and a very brilliant man. But at least when we make the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we put on God, on ourselves, we invoke that power of the Holy Trinity. And it's just an endless source of contemplation. It's in all the church services constantly. We're constantly invoking the name of the Holy Trinity. And this is really what makes Christians Christian. You know, before this point of theophany, which was really the culmination and the fulfillment of all the Old Testament, the Holy Trinity had not yet been revealed. So in the Old Testament, we see God the Father giving the law to Moses on Mount Sinai. And he speaks to him in the burning bush and so forth. But we don't see the Holy Trinity revealed. But now that Christ has come and is now moving forward into the world in his ministry at the time of after his baptism, the Holy Trinity is revealed to us. And so let us, in repentance and humility and obedience to God, follow Christ into the wilderness of the coming great fast of Lent that's drawing near, so that we too may once again be renewed at our Lord's holy resurrection. Christ is baptized.
In the river Jordan.